The big bear that the hunters killed must have been its mother, and now the poor cub is left all alone. Ethan wished very much that he could see the little fellow, but the cave was too dark. The cub cried again. Then Ethan got down on his hands and knees and crawled into the cave. Feeling around in the dark with one hand, he found a ball of warm fur. It squealed, but Ethan picked it up. Then he crawled out of the cave and looked at what he had found. It was the smallest bear he had ever seen, no bigger than a fat house cat. Its little pink mouth had no teeth, and the bottoms of its tiny hind feet looked like a baby's hands. It cried and cried. Ethan put the baby bear under his coat and ran toward the house. Still the little fellow cried. "There, there," said the boy as he patted it gently. "What are you crying for? Are you hungry?" As soon as Ethan reached the house, he put the cub down on the floor and opened a can of milk. He warmed the milk, put it into a dish, and held it out to the cub, who was trying to hide in a dark corner.